This summer in the Northeast, if you happen to have had an irrigation system on your farm, your crop fields might have been just fine, or not.
Yeah, we couldn't work the land. We were so busy trying to put out irrigation pipe.
Farmer Mike Wisseman's motto is, irrigation is irritation. Pumps break, hoses kink. Warner Farm, which Wisseman runs with his family, is right on the Connecticut River in Sunderland, Massachusetts. But he says irrigation from the river can't be his primary source for water. To get hydration to one field, another has to go without.
We depend on getting second crops in, and we were unable to do probably 2 or 3 acres of sweet corn that we would have done, and now the planting of summer zuc.
Summer zucchini, usually an overabundant crop. Even though Warner Farm is in that part of the Connecticut River Valley where soil holds water pretty well because it's rich with silty clay left over from glacial times, Wisseman thinks his 10th generation farm lost tens of thousands of dollars this year. Help, or at least advice, is on the way.
We got a lot of farmers calling us, asking for some information about transitioning to no-till.
That's Masood Hashemi from the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He's just come back from the school's farm fields where he was working with students. He says no-till means not plowing. It's a practice many researchers are preaching nationwide. It prevents erosion, and it can make the soil take on the qualities of a sponge. In Vermont, new mandates go into effect by the end of the year, meant to encourage no-till farming. It's an attempt to keep fertilizers from getting into lakes and rivers. So no-till farming, Hashemi will tell you, is sustainable farming, a term that means, in brief, grow food for people and don't cause environmental harm doing so.
How we manage the soil is the key to the sustainability of farming system, and it remains for generations to come.
Cattle farmer Bill Fosher, who grazes his animals in southern New Hampshire, has lived through protracted dry spells interrupted by heavy downpours this season, and that is climate change in this region, he says. And he knows farmers who wonder if this year's drought will put them out of business. Right now, some don't have enough forage in their fields to feed their animals.
People are having to feed the hay that they were expecting to be able to use this winter right now in order to get through the drought.
Without rain, hay fields that usually yield 2 or 3 cuttings this year are yielding only 1. Folks are going to have to buy hay from farms in the Mid-Atlantic region, Fosher says. If it's available, it won't be cheap to truck up. Fosher is among those pushing other farmers to manage their land more proactively. For instance,
don't graze things down to the ground.
Rotate animals between fields after a few days. Leave some growth on the land. You don't want to see bare dirt. It doesn't hold water if rains do come. These annual weather patterns aren't going to change anytime soon. Mark Svoboda, a climatologist at the National Drought Mitigation Center, says many farmers are already adapting to a new climate, but it's on an as-needed basis.
So you've got this apathy when times are good, and then you panic when you're in the middle of a drought.
The satellite-activated U.S. Drought Monitor, which Svoboda oversees from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, is the go-to online map this season for Northeast farmers, tourism officials, and governors alike. Beyond this summer, the satellites will be able to detect if a drought is on its way. Cropland and pastures have their own drought signatures.
And these satellites can see that even before the human eye can see it.
Advance warning is good. So is thinking ahead. Farmers can't just wait for rain anymore. Bill Fosher in New Hampshire says they need a plan. Is 3 months of reserve hay enough? Are farmers prepared to move their animals to find grass? It's not going to be easy.
Drought is a very demoralizing affliction for a farmer to face because with drought, even if you did do everything just right, it still wouldn't matter.
Because all the processes farmers need to produce food start with water. Large-scale irrigation in the East is not going to be an option like in the West. Some of the new farm management methods are considered kind of out there, Fosher says. But he heard next spring a few farmers near him in Westmoreland may give them a try. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.